The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcasting is seen as more trustworthy than traditional media coverage of the current pandemic. That's according to new research published by Media Monitors today. The research also suggests that the pandemic has meant many listeners now use podcasts for information as well as entertainment. Audible has unveiled new pricing for a new subscription podcast service. Audible Plus will offer access to exclusive Audible podcasts for $7.95 a month. It's rather more than Luminary, which is $4.99 a month. Audible's Rachel Giazza clarifies to The Verge that the platform is developing podcast content but isn't pulling them in from third-party RSS feeds, which is weird because we've reported that Audible and Amazon Music have emailed podcasters to get them to submit their RSS feeds for a forthcoming service. It's a good job that somebody knows what's going on. How accurate is geo-targeting by IP for podcasting? Brian Barletta delves into the technology and highlights that this is a big opportunity for Spotify to benefit from tighter targeting that's unavailable to the rest of us. Good news if you like reading about podcasting. US culture website Vulture is to double their podcast coverage, according to a release. Hot Pod will now be published in Vulture. Nick Kwa will also produce a new weekly podcast recommendation newsletter. It's called 1.5x Speed. Quality beats quantity in podcast advertising, according to an article in Built In. Westwood One and Signal Hill Insights have released data showing podcast advertising drives brand equity. We'll link to both of those today from our show notes and our newsletter. Podpraat reports that Podcast Festival in the Netherlands is now selling tickets for their offline conference. Yes, an actual physical conference in Amsterdam in September. One session is wholly in English, the others are advertised in Dutch. We presume that Will Williams won't be speaking Dutch. That would be impressive. And Apple is hiring for a podcasts editor in Moscow and another in France. You'll find all the details at podjobs.net. Now a super exciting section we call our User Agent Corner. Yes, after we suggested it, Podlink is now correctly setting the user agent of its RSS crawler, which greatly helps podcasters who use their universal links. Thank you, Podlink. Podtail has also set their own RSS crawler's user agent, thus allowing better monitoring of their browser-based podcast player. And universal link supplier Podfollow is also correctly setting their RSS user agent after we got in touch. Google Podcasts is also fixing a bug in its Android app, which we spotted was not giving a correct user agent for automated downloads. And if our traffic is anything to go by, that means an extra 20% of downloads correctly attributed to Google Podcasts. You'll find all the user agents in a GitHub repo that we linked to today, and join the Slack group as well to get more updates. I told you it was exciting. And thank you to Yaya Podcasting's Carrie Caulfield-Arick for becoming our latest personal supporter. You create the sound, they say. We'll take care of the noise. We're grateful to Carrie for her support. It's helped us focus on some HTML tweaks, so that's exciting. Anyway, you can support us at podnews.net/support. And in podcast news, the Communicate Influence podcast speaks with Toronto podcast producer and journalist Kathleen Goldhar about how podcasting is now an essential part of journalism. And My Amazing Body from Queensland Health is back for a second season. The podcast explores interesting, unknown and misunderstood parts of your body, featuring interviews with medical experts and stories from Queensland in Australia, where we live too. They say in a press release that their most successful show so far has been all about testicles. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.